Local food is taking on added meaning in Kansas City, Kansas. There, some farm fields have been turned into fertile ground for developing responsibility and shaping young lives. KCUR's Beth Lipoff reports for Harvest Public Media on a community program that's trying to harvest more than just tomatoes.
When you grow up in the city, chickens aren't something you see every day.
They can be a little grumpy at times. They can get very territorial.
But 13-year-old Malik Looney is getting to know them well.
They'll just flap your wings at them and start making those loud noises and that loud squawks at you. And you kind of be like, oh, no. They're mad about something.
It's early May. The teenagers of Boys Grow are here on the 12-acre farm for the first time this year. The open fields are somewhat waterlogged after heavy rain. Flats of plants started from seed stand waiting for drier weather. The chickens roam under trees and inside their tarp-covered coop. Farm manager Joshua Anderson says this is a different experience than just working on a community garden.
A lot of projects that you see with food and working with kids are usually smaller gardens. As far as I can tell, there's not a lot of commercial-scale farms that are trying to start with kids.
Now in its third year, Boys Grow teaches agricultural and business skills to 12 to 14-year-old boys and aims to provide them with positive male role models. They do it by teaching the boys to grow produce. The boys then transform the produce they grow into products like ketchup, salsa, and barbecue sauce, and they become marketers of their business. Each of the 24 boys has to apply for his spot and commit to 2 years working with the group.
The underlying goal is producing entrepreneurs. We're just taking a little unorthodox approach in doing that.
John Gordon Jr. is the founder of the project.
You know, they show up to work on time. They have to learn how to shake someone's hand properly, eye contact. A lot of the basic stuff that a lot of times when you get older, you kind of take it for granted. But if sometimes these guys aren't necessarily taught those basic skills and they're getting them at a very young age.
For this, they get paid. Gordon says that earning the money is part of the lesson.
It gets a little jingle in the pocket, but more importantly, it actually teaches them that they can make their own money and have the responsibility of having their own money. Sometimes that responsibility is in the form of a PlayStation 3, or maybe it's helping out with groceries around the house.
When it comes to the work, the boys divide it. One team develops the new product. The last 2 years, they've made salsa and ketchup. This year, they're adding barbecue sauce to their repertoire. 14-year-old Tariq Nash wants to become a chef. He's a member of the culinary team that created the barbecue sauce recipe.
We start mixing around a bunch of different batches to see what we like. And what we do with that is when the whole group meets, because it's not everybody on the culinary team, it's a set few of boys. So when everybody meets together, we have all our barbecue sauces together and we try those.
They sell their products and vegetables to local restaurants and grocery stores. The boys also sell at farmers markets. All of that provides about 25% of Boys Grow's budget. The rest comes from grants and donations, but John Gordon hopes they will become 100% self-supporting in the future. Back on the farm, Joshua Anderson helps the boys finesse their agricultural skills, like watering plants.
There you go. Those are early girls.
The farm is where the work really starts for these city boys like Tariq Nash.
I learned that growing vegetables, it doesn't just happen spontaneously. It takes time and dedication, and you have to really take care of the plants and show them the love that you would like show them any other living being.
For now, they're growing tomatoes, onions, chickens, and some young entrepreneurs.
Pride, commitment, respect, boys grow.
For Harvest Public Media, I'm Beth Lipoff.